What do your dance classes offer that are unique? What do you have? Maybe you can just describe your course in an overall sense.
Well, I don't know. What I think, of course, is unique. What we hope is unique about the school is the teachers. Probably the most unique thing about the school is not what we teach. We teach good ballet, and there are good ballet teachers, not only here in Chicago, but other places. What we do offer is a tremendous range, a much larger range of classes, greater number of classes. We have 4 studios. So that's kind of what makes it a little unique, our school more unique.
What kind of range? Do you mean just more classes or?
Both more classes and a variety of classes that are larger. We have a very large ballet department. We also have a very good tap and jazz department. We have a very large children's department. The fact that we offer corrective exercise here, we also have acting classes in this school. All of those things make the school, I think, kind of unique.
And what
mostly the teachers. Mm-hmm. Mostly the teachers.
Where do your students come from?
They come from all over. They come from the area, but we also have children that come and young people who come from as far as Indiana, Wisconsin, Elgin, Aurora. They come.
What kind of? What are their plans for dance? Are these, you know, recreational dancers, or are they training long term?
Well, it also depends on the individual cases. We have a lot of children that we get, young people that we get, are sent to us from other schools in the area. Children who are very serious and really want to pursue a career in dance. So their teachers will send them to our school because of the size of the school, because of the opportunities they have here for a healthy kind of competition from other people, other young people at their level. Most often, smaller schools, neighborhood schools, or regional schools don't have the number of advanced students that we have here in a big school in Chicago. So they may have one or two very, very talented people in their schools, but those people don't have really the kind of competition that one needs at a certain point in study, to be to kind of keep themselves on the edge, that they're working at the very top of their capacities and that they're really having, a healthy competition with other people their age.
You say healthy competition, then is this not an overly competitive setting, or what kind of emphasis is put on that?
We try to emphasize that they should compete with themselves more than anything else. Dance is very competitive. The dance world, there are very, very many dancers and very few jobs. So it's a very competitive business. It's a very competitive art. But we try at the school to kind of channel that competitiveness in a very kind of positive way, and mainly to instill in the dancers and the students that they should compete against their selves, their best, rather than compete against somebody else, while at the same time, naturally, just having other good dancers in class puts a certain pressure on, as I say, a certain edge to people's study.
Is there an example of how you can tone that down because the business is so competitive? Do they discuss that in classes, or are there exercises that discourage competition?
No, there are no exercises that discourage competition. We do talk about it in class with the young dancers, both the fact that it is a very, very it's a hard life to pursue. It's a very competitive life. The odds against someone dancing are much greater than one would like to believe. And we discuss all of that in class. But I don't try to discourage people from studying or from planning a professional career. I think that's counterproductive. And too many times one finds that somebody that you will think may be a very, very good dancer, but have fewer of the prerequisites of what somebody is looking for in a dancer nowadays. But by sheer determination and a kind of native talent and just an attitude will prevail and will do something, will get a job, will get into a company and really do something remarkable. So I want to be very careful about discouraging people. It's very possible that you could discourage the wrong one who would possibly have had a chance.
And does Ruth Page come and visit? Does she conduct any classes or guest as a guest instructor? Or?
She has in the school. Her life has been kind of peripatetic. She travels a lot and has always had many, many interests. So she has never been a regular kind of member of the faculty of this school. Teaching, you have to be here all the time, and her life is such, and always has been, that she has so many interests and travels a lot that she couldn't be a regular member, but she has taught in classes here quite a bit, actually, and she taught, I think, 2 years, she taught a choreographic workshop as part of our summer course when it fit in with her schedule. She doesn't teach so much now. Or she hasn't taught in a while. She's getting a little bit older, so.
What does she bring to the class? Can you characterize what her classes are like?
Her classes are quite unique, quite like she is. She's a very unique person. Her classes are very choreographic. They're very, very imaginative, a little bit unconventional.
An example?
Well, no, it's hard. You'd have to know dancing. You'd have to be a dancer to. She does all of the things. She does all of the things that one has to do in a dance class: bar and center and pliés and tendus. But her approach is always a little bit different. Whereas someone will be very kind of dry and just point your foot and get as much out of it that way. She's always looking for something a bit more than simply technique in her classes, like she was in her choreography and like she was in her life, I think. It's never a kind of square, straight down the road, traditional approach to a ballet class. There was always a little zinger in there, always a little kind of peek around the corner with her. A little bit off balance, she would keep you. Looking always for more than simply a technical response to an exercise, but rather a more artistic response.
Does that filter down to the other teachers? Do you feel that there's a different philosophy in general about the school?
I don't know if it's different from other schools. I do think that Ruth has had a tremendous influence on the school because the majority of the teachers at the school have danced for years with Ruth Page and her companies, and she's had such a tremendous influence on us, so it couldn't help but pass on through us to the school and the students in the school.
When you teach a class, do you hear her voice in the background sometimes? Yeah. Do you get an idea and think this is how Ruth would do it?
Yes, I do. I often find, too, when I'm teaching a class, my reaction to somebody dancing, somebody doing an exercise, will be what I think is completely spontaneous. But on reflection, when I think back what I've said, I will find myself very often saying, "My God, Ruth said that," or "Ruth said that to me one time," or "I've heard Ruth say that to somebody." I think it's very natural. It's, I myself have been with Ruth about 28 years. My wife has been with Ruth Page even longer. Patricia, who teaches all the children's classes here, has been with Ruth longer than that. So, I mean, that's an enormous amount of years. That's an enormous amount of time working closely with somebody from the time we were quite young and impressionable and in a position where Ruth was the arbiter of taste and everything, not to be tremendously influenced by her.
Try and give me an example. I know it seems hard, and to explain this to someone who's not in dance, but I'll bet you can. Think of an example of something that you do in class that you think is like what she would do, or a time when you remembered seeing her come through in your lesson.
Well, there are so many things. I know that I often say in class, when I'm giving class, I'll give an exercise, which is a fairly technical exercise, one that has certain technical and physical problems that are to be addressed in the exercise. And yet at the end of the exercise, before we usually do an exercise once, they'll learn it, we'll do it, then we talk about it, and then they'll repeat the exercise again, trying to incorporate all of the corrections that we might have discussed. And I will say, after I've said, you know, you've got to make sure that your placement is correct and that you're moving from the center and you're doing all these things, technical things. But then I will say at the end of all that, which is very Ruth Page, and for God's sakes, don't be boring. Nothing is worse than being boring. You know, it's better to be a little bit outré and a little bit vulgar and a little bit bizarre rather than just be, you know, really proficient and very pure and just, and boring, you know, nothing is, and that's very Ruth. That's something I got from Ruth, and it's something that not only I got from Ruth, but I really believe very much that she's quite right, and that's the kind of thing, for example, that Ruth would say, oh, you're doing that very well, you're just doing that wonderfully, darling, but it's so boring, can't you do it better, can't you do it differently, make it, don't let it be boring. There's nothing worse than being boring. So that's an example, perhaps.
Is there competition to get into the school? Do you generally accept anyone who applies, or what kind of a system is that?
We accept anyone who applies. It's not a school that you get in entirely or solely by audition and scholarship. We have an inordinate number of scholarships because of our relationship with the foundation, which makes it possible for us to have a lot of scholarships. But we do accept anybody. We also have a very large, what you might call extension group. It's adults who study at the school simply for a hobby or a avocation. Rather than people who like to dance or who've danced when they were young or who wanted to dance when they were young and didn't have the opportunity.
Is that
we'll
unusual for a school like this, or are there generally not?
No, not so much anymore. At one time, yes. At one time, dancing schools were almost exclusively for people who wanted to actually have a career. But about the same time that dance took a kind of big surge in popularity, probably in the 60s, and also when fitness came to the fore so much. A lot of people started dancing not to have a career, but as a hobby, to keep fit, to keep agile, to keep, you know, for a physical discipline, rather than aerobics or jogging or doing sports or mm-hmm. something. And so from about that time, most schools now, most big schools have a division, which, like we do, for adults who just want to study for the pleasure of it.
Now the scholarship.
Who have talent for the part of the school where we want to build dancers, make dancers. Talent is the most important thing. It very often, or most often, doesn't come to be a question of a scholarship. If they can afford to pay for their lessons. So need also enters into it.
What percentage of the students in a given, what happens to the students that know in advance she's coming and be very excited about it, and what?
Well, as I say, she doesn't teach very much, or she hasn't taught in quite some time now. When she did come, it was always very exciting to the students. They always knew that she was coming. They were either told in advance that this was a special class, Miss Page would be teaching it, or it was a special class already announced that Miss Page would be teaching, like the choreographic workshop. Now that was for really more advanced people. But yes, when she comes in, it's always very, she still comes in for class herself, does class at 88. And she always brings something, some kind of, electricity into the school with her. And she does bar with us, and then she'll sit and watch a class. And all of the students know her and know of her. And so she always brings something kind of special when she comes, a little extra stiffening in the spine when she comes.
It's not a matter of feeling like you all have to be on your best behavior because she's watching.
Well, I think everybody, yes. I think everybody feels that. I know even after 30 years I feel that when Ruth is around. I always make a more special effort. I always try to make a special effort, but somehow when Ruth is around, you always try to do a bit more. I don't want to be boring. I don't want to give a boring class when Ruth's around. And I surely don't want to give a boring class when Ruth's in it. So,
how often does she take a class?
Well, when she's in town, she usually is here just about every morning that she's in town.
Mm-hmm. How often is that?
Well, a lot. Every day, you know.
When she's in town, is she in town most of the time?
Well, actually, now, most of the time. She travels less now.
So she comes in almost every day?
Yes.
Is she coming in today?
I don't think so, because she hasn't been in for about a week, and in 2 weeks she had bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the hospital for a while. But that's also very unusual for her. She's never sick, never, in all these years. I've never known her to go into the hospital, for example, for an illness. I know she...
First of all, can you describe what makes the school different from others? What is it about the Ruth Page philosophy of dance that would make classes here different?
The school is set up in such a way that from the lower grades there's a progression from young students into another level, and they have to graduate, as it were, from one level to the next. So they're very carefully watched by the teachers to make sure that they're capable of handling what degree, what level they're up to. So I think in that way that the format of the school is excellent for the students who come here. So a teacher would want to be in that situation, in that environment.
Mm-hmm. Larry was talking about how Ruth Page comes to visit herself many days, and does she sit in on your classes?
Ruth takes bar from my classes as well as Mr. Long. She watches. She's always watching. She's watching the young dancers. Yes.
Does she... Well, two questions that makes me... One is, does she get something from watching the young dancers? Has she talked to you about it? Why does she say she wants to sit in so often?
Well, with Miss Page dances her life, so she wants to see how the dancers are developing, the talent and of the young dancers today, as opposed to the natural talent of the young dancers today, and the way they move, the physically, how well they look today.
Mm-hmm. And what is that like for you? Does it make you a little nervous to have her there
to
be teaching?
No, not at all. No. No. What can I say? Of course not. I'm very comfortable around her.
Does it change how you teach at all? Does it remind you of some of her lessons, or do you suddenly hear herself in your lessons when she's there watching?
I never actually took from Ruth as a student, because I lived in New York, so when I retired from dance, then I moved here and came into the schools as a teacher. I've been in several of Ruth's ballets. I was in her Nutcracker at Eric Crown. I was in the television version of the Fledermaus. Murray Widow. So I worked with Ruth as a choreographer, and I know how she is with music. How she likes things presented, how she likes personalities presented, not just pirouettes, but the way you would run across the stage, or the way you would escort your partner, your lady, the way you would bow to her. Things are very important, details like that. So everything isn't just technique, but the other side, the performing side of dance is very important to her.
So you tend to emphasize that in your classes?
Well, and it's a little bit difficult. You have to approach class really basically as a scholastic. Of course, you don't want blank expressions on dancers. You want to incorporate enthusiasm, a personality, a sense of freedom for the dancer within the confines of technique. Class isn't a performance, but it most certainly leads to it, and you could see in class if someone is maybe uninteresting, you can maybe help spark them in class to bring that out in a performance.
Mm-hmm. I lost track. Hold on a second. Cause she's still a celebrity in the school?
Oh, of course. Ruth just has to walk in and into the building, and everyone is aware that she's here. The little children, they all come up to her and they say, "Hello, Miss Page," and they give her a kiss, and she, you know, leans over and gives them a kiss. They love her.
Mm-hmm. And what about those who are taking a class with her? Is there a little extra pressure on them to perform to her?
I don't think so. When Miss Page takes class, she's in class for herself, and she pays attention to herself, and she looks around at the other students, and the other students, when they're in class, they really pay attention to themselves. It's like dancers really can't be that concerned about who's in class and who's watching, because they have a lot of concentration that they have to be concerned with, so it becomes a very sort of individual, personalized thing in class.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's it. Anything else?
Tap and jam. And for
the record as we go here. So
okay. This studio is used for tap and jazz. Also, we have a small opera company that rents the auditorium. We have an auditorium. I'll show it to you. And they use this as a dressing room on the weekends when the classes are over. So I'll take you upstairs and show you the most beautiful studio, which we're very lucky to have. Most dance schools don't have this kind of facility. This is Phil. So this is the biggest studio.
You were how old?
Like from three. Started when I was three.
And how old are you now?
I'm 17.
Okay. Your name, please?
Sally Bold.
Where do you live then?
Oh, love it?
Mama.
Oh, they're up there?
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Should I go up there and say, are they up there?
They might be kind of pretty.
Are you ever here when Ruth Page comes in?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's kind of exciting. I don't know, because she's like really old, and she'll come and she'll take bar. And it's just neat that she can still come and walk around. And she's that old.
Do you expect to be doing that when you're her age?
I hope so.
Does she add something to the class? I mean, I know she's not teaching the class, but what does she do to the mood of the class when she's here?
I don't know. I think she kind of adds to it. She's really funny, so she kind of...
In what way? Do you remember something she's done? Any specific story about when she was in class?
No, not really. Just like she'll come in and she'll say like things like, "Oh, I can't believe I'm going to do this again," and it's just really funny.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Everybody knows somebody over there. You know, I was directed to you as your ginger.
Yeah.
But I didn't get your last name.
Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y.
And you're with Hubbard?
Hubbard Street, yeah.
But you take classes here?
On occasion, whenever our rehearsal schedule permits.
Have you taken classes from Ruth Page?
I've taken maybe one or two classes from her ever. Mostly I come here to take class with Larry Long or Warren Conover.
Mm-hmm. Have you been in on classes when she comes to take by herself?
Uh-huh.
What's that like?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I mean, I should be so lucky to be doing anything that approaches what she's doing at her age. It amazes me. It's wonderful.
What does she add to the class? I mean, I don't imagine everybody's... It must change how you act a little bit, or
I don't really feel like that. No, I mean, everybody's just here to take class, and so is she, you know. I mean, I like her. It's nice to have her presence here, it's, you know. But everybody's here to do their work, and mm-hmm. that sort of...
Everybody says she's funny and kind of spontaneous. Yes, what does she do is. In class? Can you give me
It's not really so much what she does in class. It's just sort of how she relates to other people. You say hello or, you know, occasionally she'll say something charming to the teacher or something as they're demonstrating.
Can you think of any examples of something she said?
What if she said something funny to Warren one time? That was really cute. He demonstrated an exercise of some sort. She looked, you know, sort of perplexed or something. And he said, "Can you see me?" She said, "Oh yes, I can see you, dear. You look beautiful." You know, something like that. She's just she's wonderful. She's been a big part of our company growth too. She's been very supportive of our company. Has had a couple of events for us. Benefit events for us at her home and stuff. She's a very charming person.
She takes
very generous.
She takes such a special interest in dance. What do you think she does for the dance community in Chicago, having her still living here? And
well, I think her contribution is almost more historic. The school is a big contribution, and her presence and support at dance events is really important and noticed.
In what way does she still sort of spur on Chicago dancers?
Well, she supports certain companies. You know, she comes to the events. She I believe financially contributes or you know, just sort of backs with positive energy, backs a company just by coming and acknowledging its existence and its value and stuff.
She still has a lot of personal energy, doesn't
she?
I mean,
does.
Just having her present at a rehearsal or at an event, what difference does that make? Can you make it tangible?
It's really hard to say. I mean, it's nice to know that she's there. It's nice to know she supports you. You know, she's never come to rehearsals of ours. She's more involved with her school and with the Nutcracker and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But she's an interesting person, you know, and her energy is, you can feel it. You know, it's nice.
And she attracts other dance celebrities here, doesn't she? When ABT's in town, I hear that they...
The Ballet Theater takes class here when they're in town, and... you know, it's also a really good ballet school. It's not just her. She's, you know, Larry Long is the director of the school, I think. I think that's correct. And he's a wonderful, wonderful teacher. Warren's a wonderful teacher. And, you know, great classes to be had. And you know, I tour, and it's not very often that you find someplace where you can take a class when you're out of town. It's really a treat. So.
And you need that as you're traveling. You'd think of
Warren is our ballet master. Warren kind of teaches here, travels with us. But, you know, occasionally you want to do something else or you've got an extra day or, you know, you'd like to take a class from somebody different. And you know, there aren't very many cities where there are good classes at convenient times and stuff like that.
So. It would seem to someone who is an outsider that having the Baryshnikov shouldn't have to take a class when he's got
everybody,
a spare
it's day. Like playing scales. You know, you got to do it. That's it. Your body forgets real fast.
And what's it like to have him here and other celebrities?
I've never seen him here, actually, but I know people that have, and it's real exciting. I mean, it's wonderful to have ballet theater here, see people whose, you know, technique is so excellent, and to have them in here working with you, it's a good example. It's a good, you know, something to watch. You watch someone else. When you watch someone else move, you learn things maybe about the way you might like to move or give you a different... ideas about what to try, maybe when you do a certain step or something.
Does it also maybe encourage you that you're in the right place?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Sure.
I had a really nice tan in January. doing the street after her. So, just wanted a little information. You have danced in Nutcracker with her?
Yes.
What does she bring to a performance like that for those who have studied in the school and a part of it? What is it like to work with her?
Well, it's like one show that you get a chance to do during the year, which there's not too many big it's done very well. And
does it make you nervous to be performing with someone of such celebrity status?
No, because she's here pretty often, and you see her every day, and you know, I've known her for a long time, so it doesn't make me that nervous.
Is she, what is she like in class? To have her sit in, do you notice that she's there? Or?
Oh yeah, you always see her. I have, you know, she usually takes bar the first, just the bar, and she doesn't take the center. And she usually watches class.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like she's evaluating how you do, or are you beyond that nervousness?
I'm beyond that.
What about the others, though? Does she have that effect on a class in general?
I don't know. You have to ask the younger ones.
Uh-huh. Okay. How long have you been taking classes here?
To tell you the truth, I've stopped counting. I've been in Chicago all my life. So.
How long have you been studying ballet? Do you know that?
Since I was six.
Mm-hmm. Presence sift down into the classes? Is there something different about the school? Either in technique or atmosphere.
Well, I enjoy the technique very much. It's a very good school. It's an excellent school. There's many other schools that are good too, but when you're here, you feel like you're really performing when you do some of the classes, and you learn quite a bit.
Do you think that's her influence or her interest in performing that makes its way into class?
Well, it has a lot to do with the faculty, the teachers that are here. You know, they're very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and your name is?
Laura Gallardo Brand.
Gallardo Brand?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank
you. Right ahead. First of all, how long have you studied ballet?
Since I was three.
Is there something different about the school, some kind of Ruth Page philosophy or technique that you can say makes the school different?
Well, the training here is really excellent. I think Larry Long sets a tone at the school of discipline and tradition.
Mm-hmm. What's it like on days when Ruth is here?
She's a real inspiration to see her in class in the morning. I hope I can do half that much when I'm her age.
Does she take part in class actively? I mean, everybody says she's very funny. Do you remember any stories of things she's done?
Oh, I remember one day coming up the stairs behind her and asking her how she was, and she said, "Well, I'm here." She said, "If I can make it to the school, I can make it up the stairs. If I can make it up the stairs, then I can make it through class." So it's something I always like to remember about her.
Uh-huh. Does she take a part in class, or is she mostly just here for the practice of her own? Or
she takes the bar. She can't do the center anymore, but she takes the bar. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, taking the center, for someone who's not a dancer?
Well, the bar is the warm-up, and the center is when you actually dance, mm-hmm. You know, when you apply all the technique to movement.
So she's mm-hmm. it's really just warming
so she
up. Keeping
she does,
shape.
Yeah. It helps to keep you in shape when you just do bar.
Mm-hmm. Is there you've done Nutcracker with her also?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something intimidating about dancing with a celebrity like that?
Well, she's someone that you want to please because of her reputation and her history, and it's her ballet, it's her choreography that you're doing. So as with any director, you want to please them, and you want to hold up their intention, what they wanted to do what the feeling that they wanted to put across with the ballet.
Do you find a little, feel a little more pressure than with another choreographer?
Not really, because she's such a nice person, and she loves dance so much. So you have a common goal with her.
She really lets, dance is really her life. It's what everybody says. It's kind of a corny line, but it really seems to be so true. How does that filter down to the rest of you? Does it make you more serious about what you're doing yourself?
I think anyone who dances is serious about it. If you're not, then you can't do it. Ruth is, like I said before, she's a great inspiration for people who know her, especially if you know her personally. She's a really wonderful person and very supportive in all ways, all kinds of ways.
Can you think of a time when she's really offered you support when you needed it, sometime when you might have had trouble with a, you know, certain part or something she's done that's really pulled you out?
Well, I dance with the Hubbard Street Dance Company, and she's been a fan of ours from the very beginning when we were very small, and is always present at our performances and has hosted some real nice receptions for us. And in that respect, she's been a real influence for our company.
What's it like to see her out in your audience?
It's great. It's nice to know that she's there and that she's so present in all, for every company in Chicago.
Now they say also that ABT dances here when they're in town, and others are attracted by what the school has to offer and just to pick up a class that Baryshnikov has danced to. Have you ever been here when he's been here?
Only when he's been here for rehearsal.
What's that like? Everybody must know he's here and where he is.
You know, they don't even let you watch. I've only seen, you know, like seen him just walk in the hall, but never really watched him work here.
Is that, does that help you? At least you know you're in the right place, you're taking the best class in town, or does that encourage you in that sense?
Well, I knew that before.
Okay. What's your last name, Claire?
Batai.
Can you spell it for me?
Bataille.
And you're a member of Hubbard?
Hubbard Street Dance Company.
Okay, getting it on recording. That's right.
Okay.
You're doing fine.
Yeah, dancers work all year long in Chicago for the opportunity to audition for Nutcracker and for the opportunity to be a Nutcracker. It's a union, it's AGMA job, so there's about 7 weeks of employment for the dancers, very hard work, and about 25 performances a total, so it gives the dancers an opportunity in Chicago to really perform, not just for one weekend, but to do 25 performances.
And that's probably one of the best examples of her commitment to dance in Chicago, because it's such a rare opportunity.
Yeah, well, Nutcracker, what is it? I think it's 15 years. They've been doing it every year for 15 years. And it sells out every year. Audiences come back, see. It's the same production, same choreography, different dancers. And so it's almost passed down from one generation, actually.
How do you see that as an example of her commitment to dance in Chicago?
I don't know how quite to... I don't think I could answer that right now.
Well, for instance, are there similar opportunities in other cities, or is this something that she perpetuates because of her interest in young dancers?
Well, every city has a Nutcracker. This is a very good version. It's staged well. It's at a big theater. So, I mean, there's a supply and demand, you know.
Okay. That's all right. I'm going to try not to be in your way, but I'm just for about five minutes.
You were sitting here and take my camera.
I'll do that.
I don't see anything very interesting lots of times. Starting in second, grand plie, 2, 3, 4, port de bras forward, straighten, 7, open the arm, 8. Another grand plie in second position, demi plie in second, tendu to first, 7, 8. The same thing in first, grand plie, 2, 3, 4, only bending forward, 7. Open the arm, 8, grand plie, 2, 3, 4, demi plie in first, tendu to fourth position. Two demis, a grand plie, port de bras forward and back, face the bar in second, bend to the right, bend to the left, releve in second position, demi plie, rond de jambe to second. Grand plie, Port de bras forward, grand plié, demi plié. Same thing in first and fourth position, two demis, a grand plié, port de bras forward and back. On the second side, we'll do two grand pliés in fifth, tendu back to first, and we'll finish. On the first side, you're in second position in place of the grand plié in fifth, bend to the right, bend to the left, relevé, demi plié, tendu. I'll call everything out, starting in second position. And up, shoulder back, port de bras forward and five. Lengthen from the small of the back, open the arm second, grand plié one, flatten the feet, release a demi plié five, and straight. In first position, heels down, grand plié. Forward five. The arm second, grand plié one. Know where the pelvis is in the demi plié. Down. In fourth position, starting with demi pliés. Second, bend to the right, take the left arm up, lengthen the left side, and two, reach the arm. Holding onto the bar, relevé in second, and one. Let the toes spread, don't grip. Demi plié, rond de jambe to the second side. Starting with grand plié in second. Centered. Grand plié in fifth. flexible. Out and up and demi. Single tondo, keep the arm in second. Tempo on the first side. And six and seven and eight in front. One. And out. And up. Both feet demi. Seven. Achilles through second. One. Using the arm now for the tondo en croix. A fullness in the use of the arm. Prepare it. And eight and out. And open. Preparing on to don with the arm to arabesque. Over the hand, heel down. And first and out. And under five. Second side, two to the front, one.
That seems to me like a good example of a commitment to Chicago dance. In what way would you think?
Your commitment to Chicago dance?
From what some of the students were saying upstairs is it's, you know, the ultimate production of the year in Chicago for a chance to perform and audition for that.
Yes, it is. It's for 20 years now, it has been the single largest Chicago-produced dance event. It started when her company was still an entity, but even when the company ceased to exist, she's always managed to keep the Nutcracker going. You know, there have been times when we've had to audition in New York for dancers for the Nutcracker to keep the standard, to maintain the standard. And even when that's necessary, still must be a Chicago production of Nutcracker.
Why is that? Why is she so determined to have it here?
Well, she's been determined about Chicago dance for 50 years easily. Never given up. She's had several companies in Chicago, and from the time she came here with Allied Arts in the 30s or 20s, Ruth has, I think, felt that she chose Chicago, and Chicago is where she will make her and has made her mark. She's been an international artist in all respects, but still, for all of that, for all of these 50 years, she's been a Chicago artist, and I think that she feels that that's the way she's wanted it, really.
And how does that filter down to some of the dancers here? I know she gives a lot of support to Hubbard Street, and you have the Chicago Repertory here. How does that filter down to a place that otherwise might be Second City?
Well, I don't know if I really understand your question. I think the fact that her commitment over 50 years has been so constant, and the fact that she does support Hubbard Street, and she has supported Joseph Holmes and Joel Hall and just Chicago dance in general, I think that's how it's filtered down. Mm-hmm. Her commitment isn't only to her own work in Chicago, but to dance in Chicago.
Okay. And what happens at audition time for Nutcracker around here?
Well, I think probably, like every place else, it gets to be a bit of a madhouse. It's the single, as I say, largest dance undertaking in Chicago. Uses the most dancers. It's a union job, which means the pay mm-hmm. scale is commensurately higher than perhaps other things. So it's a time when everybody is trying to make their mark and get into Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm. This is, in some ways, the most obvious question, but maybe the hardest one. How would you sum up her contribution to dance?
Well, it is the most difficult. I think her probably, well, her contribution to dance can be viewed, I think, on many levels. She's been an innovative choreographer for years and years and years, doing the kind of work, not only in Chicago, but at one time she was one of the few dancers doing the kind of work that she did, particularly in the area of American themes and American composers. She set a pace not only for Chicago, but for the United States as a whole. So that's one level she can be seen at, she can be viewed from. I think in a way, one of her single most important contributions to dance, certainly in Chicago, is her consistency, is the consistency of her commitment to Chicago. You know, Chicago at one time had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dance, a dance world and dance community with the old Chicago Grand Opera. There were ballet companies in Chicago. This is in the 20s and the very early 30s. The Chicago Grand Opera Company had a ballet company, which was an entity in and of itself, did ballet evenings, did the full classics and everything. But since that time, it seems that Chicago has been a place where one starts to dance and then leaves. And Ruth has always been consistently here, and she's always made her presence felt, not only by the fact that she does it, but the fact that she keeps doing it and has kept doing it over years and years and years and years. She's never given up on Chicago. The commitment, the number of artists that she has promoted from Chicago who've gone on to international careers has been incredible. The number of people that she's brought to Chicago from other places has been incredible. There are so many levels that one can view Ruth's career from and judge her on so many levels, or I won't say judge her, even appreciate her on mm-hmm. so many levels, that it's hard to pick out one that's probably of more importance than any other. But if one had to do that, I would say her constancy of her commitment to Chicago dance mm-hmm. has been certainly one of the most important aspects of her career.
Do you see that passing on to her students? Do they somehow come away thinking, I can make it from Chicago? I mean, they're not so desperate or so sorry that they're not studying in New York.
Yes, I think a lot of people still feel Chicago is a good place to start from. No matter what we think, Chicago is still not the hub of American dance. New York City still is the center of dance in the United States, less so than perhaps it was at one time, but still to a large extent. So I think that many people still feel that Chicago is a good place to start, so that they can go someplace else. However, I think more and more people are beginning to realize that Chicago is one of the best places to start, rather than just a good place to be. If you have to start someplace, it's good, you know, might as well be Chicago. I think now a lot of people are really realizing, like in theater, that Chicago is a terrific place to start.
And you think part of that is from Ruth being here, hanging in there?
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that Ruth has just been here, hasn't given up, and has demonstrated her commitment in so many ways. One of the ways, of course, is making the foundation and making the school. Again, that's another really important and significant commitment that Ruth has made to Chicago. Giving the resources to make the foundation the kind of place she would really like it to be.
The foundation now in town, how does that make you feel, first of all, that this is a place that celebrity dancers will seek out when they're here?
Oh, it makes me feel very proud. Baryshnikov, in an article, I think it was last summer, I was staging one of Ruth's ballets in Tulsa when somebody brought the New York Times to the studio, and Baryshnikov had mentioned that in an interview in the New York Times that Chicago was the States, there were wonderful places to dance in the States, and he named about four teachers and schools throughout the United States by name, and I was very pleased that the Ruth Page Foundation and my name were one of the centers for dance that he singled out by name and by mention.
Excuse me, can time ready for that?
It's all right.
What happens around the school when somebody like Baryshnikov comes in to take bar?
Oh, well, you can imagine. He's an enormous big star. He's a matinee idol. He's a movie star. He's a dance star. When he comes in, it always seems to get out when he comes in, even if it's not planned or announced publicly. People always seem to have, I don't know, a sixth sense about him. And when he comes in, of course, the hallways are jammed with people trying to watch him rehearse or just to see him walk by, walk in and out the lobby. It's always it's very special when he comes in. And it's very special when ballet theater, any of the companies are here. It's, again, gives the dancers in the school a kind of a real lift when they're in. They see the dancers that they see perform on stage, to see them in class, see them, watch them rehearse. It's a big boost for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's...